Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it, and it is health and healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I call life to flow, life to come, and health and healing to manifest in each and every one of us today. I thank you that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ, and we give you the glory for it, Father. We thank you. In Jesus' name, all of God's people said, amen. Come on, give our podcast listeners a good hand clap. We're glad they're listening. Praise God. We pray they be blessed today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say this with me. Amen. You ready?
Yes.
This is my Bible. It is God speaking to me. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today I'm a believer. Therefore I'm a receiver. I do believe I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me today in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give Jesus a hand clap. Give Jesus a hand clap this morning. Praise God. Ooh, man, you got me fired up today. Glory to God. I'll tell you what. I live to preach.
Amen.
I preach to live. Amen. So we're talking financial prosperity. We're talking about being prosperous. God wants us to be prosperous. Hallelujah. He wants you prosperous. And we also see that he wants us to be in health. Amen. So I praise God for that. But let's talk about this today. We stopped last week in Deuteronomy. So we want to go back to that. Deuteronomy chapter 8. We're just going to run through it real quick. I'm going to read a scripture that I don't believe I read last week. That is important to you. It's important to me. In Deuteronomy chapter 8. And I want to start. Well, I want to read verse 3. So let's look at verse 3. It says, so he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by what?
Bread alone.
But by every what?
Word.
By wait a minute. But by every what?
Word.
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Man shall not live by bread alone. But man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. So if we want to live, we get the word.
Amen.
We want to live, we get the word. The word is how we live. It's how we thrive. It's how we survive. And it's how we overcome. It's the word and the word only. We live by that word. Amen. If we live by bread, bread will cease. Bread will go away. The Bible says bread is going to be expensive sometime. You know, then be cheap. Then it's going to be expensive. We just see this all the time. You're going to see it, the economic system just go ballistic based on what's going on out there. I mean, look what happened to Facebook in one night. $1.6 billion by, okay, over one night. Okay, so we're not under that system.
No.
We're in it, but we're not under it. Our God is our provider. He is our supply, right? Amen? My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So it's not by the stock market and how well you're doing there. It's not by the bank and how much you've saved. It's not by your 401k, right? This is by God. It's by God. Now, when we look at that, we've got to take our eyes off of everything else and say, okay, Lord, it's you.
Yes.
It is you. It's not how much I've saved for retirement. People are scared to death to retire because they are not prepared to retire. They don't know that they have enough to make to pay themselves for the rest of their life. So they're scared. They're scared. We got people that are 70 years old going back out and having to get jobs because Social Security isn't paying them enough. And, I didn't save. So they're freaking out. That's why you walk into Walmart and you see an 80-year-old going, welcome to Walmart. You know, it's a sad thing. When they should be enjoying their glory years, amen, they should be enjoying life. Right? Hanging out with their grandkids, right? Spending time with their kids and their grandkids and their great grandkids or whatever it might be. They're having to work.
Yeah.
I'm upset about having to work because I like to preach.
Yeah.
You know, you don't think about that for a minute. You're like, wait a minute. You have to work all week and then you get to preach one day? That's not fair.
That's not fair.
I'm called to preach, not work.
That's right.
Amen? So we look to God then to supply us. Amen. All right, now, so Deuteronomy chapter 8, let's get into verse 7. It says, "For the Lord God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land which you will eat bread without what? Scarcity." You will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack what?
Nothing.
Oh, come on.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want to tell you something. I lack something. I don't like that. I'm not supposed to lack anything.
That's right.
So I'm standing on the word then, ain't I? That's where I'm at, aren't I?
Yeah.
So I'm not supposed to lack anything.
Amen.
He says, in which you will lack nothing. A land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you will dig copper. When you have eaten and are what? Full. When you have eaten and you are full, that means you have plenty. When you are eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Who are we going to bless?
The Lord.
We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. See, a lot of people out there that bless their wits, their talents, their wisdom. You see it in athletics. Oh, they bless their, oh, I'm the best. They can talk up a storm. Now, I got to tell you, I love football.
Me too.
I love the NFL.
Me too.
But they are some of the most proud, no humility. It's a sad thing, but they're millionaires.
Uh-huh.
Well, how did they make that money? Yeah. On their own talents.
Yeah.
It wasn't given by God. Well, they'll tell you though that God gave me the talent to do this. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. Bottom line is they look to the money and not to their father.
Yeah.
Now some do, some do.
Oh, yeah, some do.
Some love God. And, oh yeah. Because when they catch a touchdown, they're like, yeah. All right. So that in essence, they're giving glory to God by telling you all that are watching, thank you, God. Right, okay, which is cool. All right, I'm down for that. I always like the curly shuffle or whatever that they do, but I like football. But it's we are to stay humble.
Yes, amen.
We are to give praise and glory to the Lord for what he has done for us. And it's not about who we are. It's not about how smart I am. It's not about my wisdom. Now, the Bible says that God will give us witty inventions.
Uh-huh.
So God will give you witty. But when you get that witty invention and you say, came up with this wrong. There go your sales. $1.6
bill. Yeah, yeah. Bye-bye.
You see what I'm saying? We've got to stay humble and give the glory to the Lord. Because the glory has got to go to God. Jesus, the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
Always pointed to his Father.
Always.
He pointed to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that, according to the word, that God would get the glory.
Amen.
That's where we've got to stay.
Yeah.
We point to the Lord.
Amen.
God gets the glory every time we do so. Yes. When we excel, when we succeed, we say, my God did this for me. I stood on Ephesians 3:20. Amen?
Amen.
This is what we say. Why? Because when we say that, God gets the glory.
That's right.
And that's how we have to be as believers, as Christians. Amen? We don't want it taken away from us by the enemy. The enemy is waiting, just waiting to sneak in and rip you off. Period. Especially when he knows God gave it to you. Oh, he wants to take anything away that God has given you.
Oh, really?
Look what he's done to the children of this earth. It's amazing. It's never changed since Baal. Never has, never will. That deity, if you want to call it that, that little pagan thing, is always going to be worshipped in some form or another. But guess what? We win.
We win.
You got to understand that. We do win. But when we win, we've gone through what the word calls a war. It's a war to get there.
Amen.
But we do win. But it's a war.
Hallelujah.
And there's no different than our faith. In order for us to get there, we must be at war. But we'll get there. We will get there. We will win. We will come above this and not beneath. Amen?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
We're to lack no good thing. Nothing. We're not to lack anything.
That's right.
Okay. Now, verse 11. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God. Here's the problem with people. They forget the Lord their God. They forget the one who gave them that witty invention. They forget the one who put that money in their pocket, who blessed them, who they forget him. He says, do not forget.
Amen.
Beware. You know what beware means? It means beware. Means beware. Danger, warning, warning, warning. Danger, Will Robinson, right? Beware. Don't forget the Lord your God. He says, beware. That's caution, see? This is important. He's trying to tell you, listen, you ever see a sign that says, beware of dog?
Yeah.
That means dog will bite you.
Yes, he will.
So be alert. Be ready. Keep your eyes out.
Yeah.
Get your gun if you need it. Do what you got to do.
This is the
well, get it. Get it with that. Praise the Lord. Beware,
Lord.
He says. All right, now. Let me read this. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments,
right.
His judgments,
yes.
His statutes, as or which I command you today. Go ahead, dear.
I pulled this up on the message really quick, and is this for you? Is that like 11?
That's verse 11, yeah.
Okay. So in the message, I just want to read what it says here, because it was like really good. It says, make sure you don't forget God, your God, by not keeping his commandments, his rules and regulations that I command you today. Make sure that when you eat and are satisfied, build pleasant houses and settle in, see your herds and flocks flourish and more money come in, watch your standard of living going up and up. Make sure you don't become so full of yourself and your things that you forget God, your God. And then this.
Awesome.
And then I'm going to skip down. I don't think you've gotten here yet, but if you want to.
I haven't gotten there.
17 through 18 says, if you start thinking to yourselves, I did all this, and all by myself, I'm rich, it's all mine, well, think again. Remember that God, your God, gave you the strength to produce all this wealth so as to confirm the covenant that he promised to your ancestors as it is
this day.
Today.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's outstanding.
If you want it.
No.
Okay.
You got it.
Yep.
That was outstanding.
Yes.
So we do not forget the Lord our God. We don't forget the rules. I like how he said that. We hear commandments. We hear statutes. We hear judgments. He said rules.
Regulations. Regulations.
God's got regulations. God's got rules that we must abide by.
Amen.
There's a rule according to salvation. There's a rule. You got to say with your mouth and believe in your heart. That's a rule to be born again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believe in him will not perish but have it. You have to believe.
That's right.
It's a rule.
Yes.
It's a spiritual rule. It's a law that God made. You must believe. Amen? So we must stand by our Father's rules.
That's right.
Right? I had to stand by the rules of my house. Or my dad would, you broke the law, son. The rule that I laid out, you broke. You are not to sneak out at night. When your mom knows you snuck out and then locked the window that you were going to try to get back in. Sitting in the kitchen waiting on me at 2 in the morning.
Yes.
Not good. Oh, I knew I was so busted.
So,
you know, I just went over and knocked on the door.
Yeah.
On Bowling Hill, knocked on the door. I used to. Anyway, he set out the rules, right? Now, these rules were set out for my benefit.
Amen.
Not to hurt me.
No.
Not because he's a hard hand.
Mm-hmm.
No, my dad set these rules out for me so that I may live.
Amen.
And not die.
That's right.
I tried to break them, though. My dad taught me this all my life. There is nothing good going on after 10 o'clock. I never believed that. I always waited till 10 to go out. Everybody else does that as well.
Uh-huh.
Now you understand. See, when you're serving the enemy, he was very right. There is nothing good going on after 10. Period. Unless you're at Jesus summer camp. Around the fire with the s'mores. Singing Kumbaya. That's it. That's the only good thing going on. Aside from that, you know as well as I do, if you're going out after 10, you're serving the enemy. I had a friend that used to say, Father, forgive me about going in here, but I'm going in. He'd pray it before he went in. Okay, don't know if God honors those kind of prayers or not. I am not God, and I'm not going to judge that one. So, all right, let's get into verse 12 real quick. I read this last week, and I can't get out of it, so it's important. All right, so verse 12 says, lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, come on, and your silver and your gold are multiplied. Now, wait a minute, he just multiplied something that's physical. Sure did. He multiplied something physical, like money. A monetary system, silver and gold, diamonds. Anybody got any diamonds in the house?
Sure.
Anybody? Like a diamond, one diamond, diamond ring.
Diamond ring.
Right? Got a diamond, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody got a gold necklace? Gold necklace. Anybody got any kind of gold necklace? No? How about a gold ring?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody's got a gold ring, right? All right. Guess what God wants to do?
Multiply it. He did it for me.
He wants to multiply your silver and your gold.
Yeah.
So you don't say, I don't have.
Amen.
That's the devil trying to tell you, you don't have a diamond ring. You don't have a silver necklace or a gold necklace. You don't have that. Yes, you do. You're not thinking of it right. You're thinking of a chunk of gold and a chunk of silver. No. Come on.
Come on.
This is stuff in the ground that God wants to multiply in your life.
Right.
Come on. So we allow him by what? Thinking, yes, I do have gold.
Amen.
Matter of fact, I've got a gold necklace. I got a gold ring. I got a diamond.
Yeah.
I got a silver ring. I got a silver neck. I really do have silver and gold.
Yes.
Not thinking about, really, do I have silver and gold? Yes, you do.
Amen.
So we say, God, then, what? Multiply my silver and gold. I thank you that it's done in Jesus' name according to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
Amen. That's right.
Come on. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. Now, if you got chickens and flocks and stuff,
yeah.
I don't know if you want them multiplied.
Well, you do.
I don't know. Because if I live by a chicken farm, you think pigs stink. Chicken, oh no. It is the worst fertilizer when they do those fields. Country living, ladies and gentlemen. Praise God. All right, verse 13 then. And when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied. You got a car?
Yep.
You got a car?
Yep.
God wants to multiply.
Yep. Amen.
You got a bank account?
Yep.
God wants you to have two.
Amen.
You got a savings account? God wants you to have two. Matter of fact, he wants to have enough for you to have two.
Right.
The bank will only cover so much. He'll only insure so much in one account. So guess what? You're going to have to open up two. He wants you to have two.
That's right.
He wants, what did he just say? All that you have to multiply.
That's right.
You got a house?
Yeah.
He wants it multiplied. He wants you to have two.
Yeah. Two or three. Yeah, both.
He wants you to have another one.
Yeah.
I'll take one down in Florida.
Okay.
I'll take one maybe in North Carolina.
Okay.
I'll take one in Canada.
No.
Oh, yeah. That's for me and the boy to go fishing. I mean, come on now. We got to think about this. Hold on. God wants all that I have to be multiplied. What else do I have? Think. What else do I have? I love shoes. You got shoes? You want more shoes? He wants them to multiply. You need new suits? God wants you to multiply your suits.
That's right.
Amen. Whatever you got to begin to think about now, God wants to multiply me. He wants to multiply me. everything that I am, everything that I have, He wants multiplied in my life. So that I may have what? More than enough. And this is to do something very important. To establish His covenant. Amen. That everyone will see and know that you're God's kid.
That's right. We're walking on.
Are you ready for that? Can you handle that?
Yeah.
Can you handle that?
Yeah.
Amen. I want that. Say, I want that.
I want that.
Well, God wants it for you.
Amen.
Just as my father and mother, they want that for me. They've always wanted that for me. Always have wanted me to be blessed. We don't, as parents, we don't like to see our kids struggle.
No.
We'll do everything we can so that they don't struggle.
Right.
We'll go out of our way into the point where we almost don't want to do it. But in order for them to be okay, to not struggle, we will fight for them to stay blessed. Fight so that they have what they need. We'll fight for it. That's how we are. We're parents. We love our children. How much more then shall our Heavenly Father give to those who ask? Come on. Our Father, he's God, see. He's not a natural man. He's not this up and down feeling and emotion God. Amen. He's steady. He's stable. Praise God. There will be a day where His emotion is going to change. When His wrath shows up.
Yep, it's coming.
That's going to come. But see, then that will go away back to steady.
Yeah, right.
That's our God. Why? Well, He's going to, because that day has been pointed out in the Word. That Word now is law and must be fulfilled.
It must be. It's got to be.
Our God is not a man that He should lie, nor the Son of Man that He should repent. Hath He not said, will He not do? Hath He not spoken? Will He not make it good?
Amen.
Numbers 23:19. Come on. I live by that scripture because I know God said it, therefore I believe it, and He'll back it up. And that's how it is. I know that the Holy Ghost is on the way. I know that Jesus might be on the way. I know that God Himself might be on the way. I know that the angels of God are dispatched on the way to fulfill my faith and manifest. I know this. I know this. Why do I know this? Because He said so. That's it. There is no, He said so. I could bank on if my dad said it. Now, my dad was a dad of his word. That's why he was very, very limited in what he would say. He didn't just say, oh, let's this or let's that, or I'm going to get you this or I'm going to get. No, he didn't do that. When we were living by faith, I say we. When mom and dad were living by faith and I was hanging on to the coattails as a kid, especially then he was limited. Because he was limited financially. Everything he did was for the ministry. Everything. Everything he had, he gave to the ministry. That's how it was. So he was careful. I didn't say careful, but he guarded his tongue as the word tells us to. Amen. He didn't just blurt out, but I knew this. And this guy is a natural man. I knew that if he said it, he would break everything he had to break to get it done. The only thing he wouldn't break was his word.
That's right.
Our God is no different.
Amen.
Our God will rip down mountains.
Yeah.
He will pull up mulberry bushes.
Yeah.
Come on. He will raise the dead.
Yeah.
He will do whatever it takes according to your faith to fulfill His word and His word only.
Amen.
It's where your faith is that He'll fulfill. It's where your faith is that He'll fulfill. I am on this right now. All right. So, let me move on.
Whew.
Wow. Anyway, before verse 14, He said He wanted everything that we have to be multiplied.
Yes.
Let's get into that thinking.
Yes.
What do you have? Whatever you have, He wants multiplied. You got 10 bucks? He wants it to be multiplied.
Yes.
Multiply it. Multiply it. I have this. I want that multiplied. He wants you to have everything you have multiplied. Amen? Wouldn't you want, you've got a house, wouldn't you want to bless your kids with a house?
Amen.
Well, amen. God wants us to be able to do so.
Yes, that's right.
Debt free.
Yes.
Here you are, children. Have a house.
Yes.
Ha ha. Okay.
Amen.
This is our God. He wants that for you. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 14. And when your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God, when your heart is lifted up, what does it mean? Becomes proud. When your heart becomes proud, look what, when your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Our God wants us out of bondage.
Yes. Lord.
Jesus paid for us to be free from bondage.
Amen.
When my back was in such bad shape, and this is how I had to walk, like this. I could not stand straight up. I could hardly get my own shirt on. I could hardly do this to wash my hair. It was so painful. And I had to walk like this. That's bondage. That's oppression. He wants you free from it.
Amen.
He wants you free from bondage.
Loosed from it. Glory to God.
Right? He wants you to stand upright before the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Right. Amen. That's bondage. The devil's pushing you down and keeping you down. See, he's got his hand on your neck and he's just pushing. But see, our God sent Jesus and defeated him.
Amen.
And I did.
That's right.
And God freed me. The second time this took place, only took 4 weeks of my recovery. Bang! I was here. Just like that. The first time was 6 months. I didn't leave a chair. Couldn't hardly sleep in my bed. I had to sleep in a chair for 6 months. Didn't even go downstairs at all. I was lonely, depressed, oppressed. My family's gone all the time. I can't go with them. The devil will do things to your mind. This is why you've got to just feed yourself the word all day. What did I say? When fear begins to come, you got to combat it twice.
That's right. Run it off.
When he comes with a word of fear, you come back with two words of faith. Right? You combat this guy. And don't quit. Do not faint in adversity.
That's right.
Right? All right. Can't believe I can't get out of Deuteronomy 8. All right. This is all Holy Ghost right here.
That's right.
Okay, so let's read verse 14. When your heart is lifted up, or when it become proud, and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. See, this is the thing we have to understand. Our God brought us out of sin.
Yes, glory to God.
When they were bound in Egypt, he brought them out and freed them. It's the same thing that Jesus did for us. He brought us out of death and hell. He brought us out of sin.
Yeah.
And the wages of sin.
That's right.
Which is death, right?
Amen.
But he brought us out of that. Just as they were brought out of Egypt and out of a land of bondage.
Yeah.
Our Father wants you brought out of a land of bondage.
Amen.
I look at my job and say, that's Egypt. And God wants me out of there. He wants me here 7 days a week.
Amen, me too.
This is where he wants me. He wants you there.
Me too.
He wants these seats filled. He wants people born again, healed, delivered, set free. This is what God wants.
Amen.
So I have to stand, don't I? I have to stand and not quit.
That's right.
Amen. I'm freed from the land of bondage.
Amen.
You're freed from the. He doesn't want you working for manna every day of your life and still not have enough.
Right.
No. He wants you to have plenty and are full and multiplied.
Amen.
Come on, man.
Praise God.
See, I don't have plenty. I sure ain't full. Well, you look like I'm full, but I ain't full.
Not yet, we are.
But according to the word of God, if I stand on the word, I am full.
Amen.
I am full. I may not see it, but I believe it. And because I believe it, I will receive it.
Amen.
Yeah,
believe it, receive it.
My God is on his way.
Yeah.
And this is what we need to think every day. My God is on his way.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but that's not for me to try to figure out.
Right.
My God is on his way with my healing.
Hallelujah.
My God is on his way with my money.
Hallelujah.
My God is on his way with my children.
Hallelujah.
Whatever you need. Whew, man, the anointing is on me like you wouldn't. My God is on his way. And this is where we've got to stay. Always believing. Always believing. Never doubting. My God is on his way. Whoo! Glory. Verse 15. Who led you through the great and terrible wilderness in which were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water for you out of the flinty rock. Don't think that God can't get you your faith and what you need.
That's right.
If God can take water from a rock. A rock! Have you ever broke a rock open? I've broke rocks open, right? I've broke them open. Guess what? There is no water in there.
That's right.
God will get water from a rock for you. How much more will he do for your faith?
Amen.
You need healing, you're healed.
That's right.
God will make a way. We just sang a song. According to God is able. He'll make a way. God is with us. He is on our side.
That's right.
He'll never fail us. He'll never leave us.
Right.
He'll do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us.
Right.
If our God can get water out of a rock, then our God will find a way to get you healed, to get you free, to get you delivered, to get you rich, to get you whatever you need. Our God will find a way. It's not up to us. Because you know what I would think? Here's what I would think. We don't have any water, Bill. What are we going to do? We don't have any water. Let's dig. Yeah. That's not what God says. God says, break that rock. Plenty of water in that rock. You know, people tap a keg. He's telling us tap a rock.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. I wouldn't have thought tap a rock to get water. It's not the way I would do it. That's why I'm not God. And that's why I don't try to figure out how God is going to. I just know God is going to. That's what I know. I don't care about how. Because every time it is how, you know what how is? How is God gets the glory.
Amen.
That's it. That's what how is. See, we don't try to figure out how. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be easy. It'll be a miracle. Why? So God gets the glory. So that you can't say, look what I have done. Don't forget the Lord your God.
That's right.
Ooh, come on. Come on now. All right. He brought you water from out of the flinty rock. Verse 16. Who led you or who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do bad things. Oh, no, that's not what that says. He said that he might, what, test you to do you good in the land. To do you what?
Good.
Our God does not want to harm us.
No.
He will test you with good to do good. That's why it's so important to be blessed, to be a blessing. He'll test you to do good. He tests you with good.
That's right.
To do good.
That's him.
Okay. So God's not going to kill my kids.
No.
So that he can test me to see if I'll be faithful to him for the rest of my life.
No.
God's not going to take my stuff.
No.
That's not God. He's not going to take my stuff to get me closer to him.
No.
That doesn't sound like my God.
No.
That doesn't sound good, right? Every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. So it's going to be good then that he tests me with. He's going to hand me $1,000. He's going to say, I want you to go give it away. I need it, God. You know I need it. He's up there saying, I know you need it. Do what I said.
That's right.
Give it over here.
Come
because it's enough for them. It ain't enough for you.
That's right.
I got more coming. I got more coming for you. Come on.
All right.
So here's what we do. We be obedient.
That's right.
We be obedient.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody who's out there with faith for healing, you know what you should be doing? praying for other people to be healed in Jesus' name. Yeah, that's right. If you've got anybody you know that you can lay hands on, get your hands on them.
All right.
Lay hands on them. You don't have to be healed to heal.
That's right.
You understand that? You don't have to be rich to pray rich blessings on people.
That's right.
Okay?
And you should.
Right? What are we doing? We're sowing a seed of healing. We're sowing a seed of wealth. We're sowing a seed of love, of mercy, of forgiveness. Come on, I can go down a list now.
Right?
We're sowing a seed. Why? Because my faith's out here for this.
Hallelujah.
It's out here for this. And my God wants me to be blessed. He wants me to be healed. He wants me to be free.
That's right.
This is my God. And he said, what you sow, you may reap.
Right.
Am I ever going to get there? We will get to 2 Corinthians one of these days. This is part three. And I read this last week. The Holy Ghost is talking to you, people. He's talking to you. He's talking to somebody in this podcast. He's talking to us. And I'll take that over anything. I'll take that over anything. Because I know it's ministering. It's bringing faith. It's bringing life, right? Amen. Showing us the way. Show me the way to go home. Oh, no. Sorry. All right. That's not the one. All right. Okay, so he will test us with good in the end. Amen. To do good in the end. Then you say in your heart, my power and my might of my hand have gained me this wealth. Wrong, wrong, and wrong, wrong, wrong. That's danger, yes. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore to your fathers as it is this day.
Hallelujah.
What is He doing all of this for?
The covenant.
To establish His covenant.
Amen.
With you.
That's right. That's
what I said. The very covenant.
That's right.
That He swore to Father Abraham.
Yeah. Glory, glory.
The very covenant that He swore to Father Abraham. Oh man, we ought to read that. That's a blast.
That's a blast.
You want to talk about a blast of a covenant? Guess what? That's yours.
Amen.
That is yours. Everything in that blessing of that covenant is yours. And that you have so much more than they had. You've got the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Man, you've got the Holy Ghost. Wow. They didn't have the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, no.
They had God.
Yeah.
They had their covenant.
Yeah, they weren't born again. Yeah, but
we have our God. We have our covenant.
Oh,
we have the Holy Ghost.
We got it all.
To our advantage,
yeah.
We have the Holy Ghost.
We have it all. Right?
We have an advantage, ladies and gentlemen. We have an advantage. We are not beneath.
That's right.
We are to be above and not beneath. We're not to be oppressed and pushed down.
That's right.
He doesn't have the right. He doesn't have the authority. He definitely doesn't have the power over the name of Jesus Christ. You do. You have the power over your body. You have the power. The doctor doesn't have the power.
Amen.
He may be able to mend. He may be able to medicate, but he doesn't have the power. He's not strength in word. He's only strength in understanding and knowledge. And even that, it's called practicing medicine. I don't really want people practicing on me. I want God who made me to fix me. Amen? Why not? Why not? It should be this way. We should go to the great physician, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, our physician, the one who molded us, made us, and breathed life into us. This is our God who created us. He knows how to fix us. So we go to Him.
Amen.
We believe the Word and the Word only.
That's right.
Come on. I know I focused in on healing there, but
right.
Every area of our life,
Hallelujah.
God has made for us for the good.
Right.
He wants you blessed,
Hallelujah.
Wealthy, right. not just having enough,
yeah.
More than enough. He wants your cup to runneth over. Where you're pouring it and it just keeps pouring.
That's right. We pass it off.
Just keeps pouring.
Right.
You can't understand it, But there's so much in your bank account, and it just keeps adding and adding and adding, multiplying and multiplying and multiplying, and it's God doing it.
Amen.
And God's not stealing to get it done either. I'll tell you that right now.
That's right.
God doesn't just make money appear in your account. If that happens, call the bank. Yeah. They will find out, and you will pay it back with interest.
Yes.
So that's not God. Right on. It's not God for you to go through the drive-thru and they give you too much change back. That's not God. That little young lady's drawer is now going to be short. And it's coming out of her paycheck when you drove off and you knew. God be talking to you about that.
That's right.
Won't he?
Yeah, you're going to be happy with that.
Especially if that little girl is a brand new little baby in the youth ministry. In the youth group. One of her friends came, brought her and got her born again. That was her first week last week, and all of a sudden her drawer's short. And they want to fire her because they think she stole it. And the devil will do anything he can to steal that word that she was given that week before. Everything. Let me get back to it. God is not a thief to get it done. He doesn't steal. Right? He won't steal from the rich to give to the poor. He is not Robin Hood. Okay? He's not Sheriff Nottingham either. But our God is a good God.
Amen.
He's a good God. He loves you so much. We've got to not think on how. We just have to know He will. I'm not concerned on how He gets it done. I just know that He will get it done. And that's where we have to be. Please stand to your feet. Praise God. I'm not going to go back to this next week. I can't. I know the Holy Ghost has got more in there too. I tell you that right now. God is so good. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Give our Lord a hand clap this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands to the Lord. Father, we give you praise and we bless your mighty name. We thank you, Father, that Jesus Christ is Lord. And His name is above every name. Father, today, as we go, I pray a blessing upon this body of believers. I call this body blessed. I call this body rich. I call this body healthy. And that we lack nothing in Jesus' name. And I pray that above all things, they prosper and be in health, even as their soul prospers. Father, we thank you for it, and we give you the glory. As we go this week, let your angels be in charge, guarding and keeping us in all of our ways. In our pathway, there is life and blessing. And we thank you for it, all of God's people said. Amen. I love you. God bless you. Have a blessed week.